Next patient is Kenneth Ritter, RITTER. RITT as in Thomas, RITTER. Ritter Kenneth, KENNETH. Date of birth is 6/19/1946. Date of visit 4/12/24. Clinic copy for Raya Blackwell, PA-C. Raya is RAYA. Blackwell, BLACKWELL, PA-C. Next paragraph. Dear Raya, thank you for sending Kenneth Ritter for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodules and mediastinal lymphadenopathy. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has had a previous history of lung nodules, has been followed by a pulmonologist for a few years, since 2010, and apparently has had a lymph node biopsy, but I do not have any path reports here. The patient is unsure as to where the biopsy was done. Period. He has recently been sent for a CT chest done on 3/15/24, which showed bilateral perilymphatic nodules in the perihilar distribution and nodules in the major fissures, with some calcifications and apical lung scarring with mild distortion of the architecture, period. No pleural effusions noted and no consolidation. Several enlarged centrally calcified lymph nodes in the mediastinum and bilateral hilar spaces. And few scattered non-calcified mediastinal nodes, period. The patient has an occasional cough but denies shortness of breath. He has no wheezing and denies chest pains, hemoptysis, period. The patient has lost weight up to 10 pounds in the past year, which is states was done voluntarily. He has had previous CAT scans done over the past 10 years, but we do not have access to them. The next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is significant for hernia repair and history for cholecystectomy. Also has had rheumatic fever. He had several skin cancers removed from his face and neck. He denies any history of hypertension or diabetes or prior history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history of smoking and no significant alcohol use. Is presently retired and was in real estate. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of cancer of the bowels. Mother died of old age and did have a malignancy. Next paragraph. System review, the patient denies fatigue or fever. He has had weight loss. He has no cataracts but has glaucoma. He has vertigo and hoarseness and denies shortness of breath or wheezing. He has occasional cough. He has no heartburn or abdominal pains, no diarrhea, no urinary frequency, flank pains. He has anxiety attacks. He has no leg edema or palpitations. Denies easy bruising or bleeding gums. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, med list. Xanax 0.25 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This well-built elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70. Pulse is 72. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 220 pounds. Saturation 97. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional crackles at the right base. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Probable chronic granulomatous disease. Number 2 is mediastinal adenopathy. And number 3 is anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the mediastinal nodes and the lung nodules. You'll also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. And a CBC, angiotensin converting enzyme level, serum fungal titers, and serrate, and ANA. Copies of his previous CAT scans and previous pulmonary evaluation will be requested from Dr. Obeid, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.